This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. Here at Marketplace Money, we get a lot more questions than we can answer, but we love answering them. And we must. That's why we've created the Lightning Round. 5 minutes of super fun personal finance. And for the start of 2014, we're going to tackle all your questions about credit cards. My partner in credit, not crime, this time around is Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech. He's going to keep me honest. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Carmen. Okay, all right. You have 5 minutes. Ready? Go. Our first question comes from Melanie in Los Angeles, who sent this email. She has some credit cards that she hasn't used since 2001. If she calls and cancels them, what will that do to her FICO score?
She'll get dinged. She'll lose some points. Okay. And here's why. Simply because two things. One, it won't be on her report as active, right? And two, she won't have access to that credit. So she's carrying a balance on anything else.
Okay.
She'll basically have a higher, debt utilization ratio.
Ooh, deadly.
Did you follow with that one? Basically, if she's carrying a balance of $5,000 and she has open 4 cards with a total of $50,000, her debt ratio is very small. If she closes a couple of those, all of a sudden that percentage gets bigger. So I would say this, Melanie, use those cards and then just keep them in rotation in your wallet.
So don't go for the dings.
It's not so much about the dings as access to the credit. You want to keep open credit lines.
All right. So here's another wrinkle to that question from Alex. He's in Austin, Texas. He wants to know, is it smart to let your credit score die? And I mean, pay all your debts, car note and everything. Wait those months until your FICO vanishes if you are up to the challenge of finding a manual underwriting company for your mortgage and save cash for everything you want to buy. Wow, this is deadly.
Alex. Credit scores don't die.
they just hide away. They go away.
They do not die. They just shrink and shrivel. Listen, they don't die until you die. Not to get all macabre, but it's absolutely true. Those credit scores will always be in existence as long as you're around on this planet. So here's the thing. What he's really asking here is, can I use an alternative way of borrowing money? Alex, I would really prefer that you make sure that you pay your debts on time every time, but you just make sure that you have your credit score and it's in really good shape. I'm not exactly sure why you want to go to alternative credit, because frankly, if you're talking about your mortgage, which are low interest rates right now, why? Why, Alex? Why?
Why die?
Let your credit score live. It's meant to live.
Here's another email from Laura in Berkeley. This also has to do with FICO. She pays her balance off monthly, and when she got her free credit card score report, she was shocked to learn that her score wasn't as high as she thought. One of the explanations was that her credit balance was too high compared to the limit on the card. Is that fair?
Is life fair, Laura?
Nope.
No. Life is not fair. Credit scoring is just what it is, my girl. Now, listen, Laura, going back to Melanie, the first question, Ben. Same thing here. It's she's got too much. She's using too much of her credit.
Aha.
So she's got a balance of $10,000 and she only has 2 cards with a combined limit of 20. She's using 50% of the credit available to her. 1/3 of your FICO scores is made up of how much debt you're actually using. Uh-huh. The only way to get that FICO score up is to lower the amount of debt that you have outstanding.
Aha. Okay, we're getting down to the wire. Rosemary sent this in from Suffolk, Virginia. She asks, how can her husband build his credit score? He doesn't want to kill it. He wants to build it. He moved from Sweden. He has no debt. He owns his home in Sweden. He has credit cards from banks in Sweden, but he's unable to get a credit card from other banks except USAA banks. USAA is where we both have accounts. She says, help. Can you help her?
Yes, Rosemary, here's the thing. Like Lazarus, you must rise and make his credit alive and live.
It lives.
It lives.
His credit lives.
Franken credit. Here's what he needs to do. If you do not have credit history, whether you are not American citizen or do not have access to credit or American credit, you need to get a secured card. Two things you could do. Get a secured card that reports to the credit reporting agencies. You put money down as a security deposit. Then you use it like a credit card.
Okay.
Then you actually get loaned money. Or with his wife, Rosemary, he can open a joint card. The two of them can open it together and use the credit wisely.
Together.
Make it live.
Carmen, our time is up. You did amazing. Four questions answered well, as always. Carmen, nicely done.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for keeping me honest here. And next time, we're going to even get to even more of your questions here on Marketplace Money's Lightning Round. If you have a question that you want us to tackle, head over to marketplacemoney.org and click on Ask Carmen.